With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. In honor of Women's History Month, News and Talk 1380 WAOK presents the special edition of the Sister Soul Talk series, celebrating African American women trailblazers and their accomplishments.
Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wandle and Stokes, right here, News and Talk. We are 1380 WAOK, and it's time for our Sister Talk series. We are celebrating Women's History Month, and we want to welcome today Deshawn Bullard. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for that nice welcome.
Listen, we are so glad to have you sharing with us today. You are one bad sister.
Listen, we all try to do our part here in the land of the living.
You're an outstanding speaker. I had a chance to hear you recently at the Women's in Ministry, the brunch, the red dress brunch, and you were the keynote speaker there, and you were just amazing.
Oh, thank you, I really enjoyed you.
I really enjoyed you. Now, tell us about the work you do. You have such a passion for the work that you do. You're in the beauty industry, and just kind of set the stage for the work that you actually do.
You know, Wandalyn, I thank you again for giving me the opportunity just to come on and share my passion. And there's a study that shows that about 30 million women suffer from hair thinning and hair loss.
Yeah.
But what's alarming is the study that shows that almost half of African-American women are losing their hair. And I've been dealing with this, helping women on the front lines with this since 1998. And
wow.
It's amazing that in 2020, when Ricky Lake came out this year talking about her hair loss and Jada Pinkett and Representative Ayanna Pressley, how now more women feel okay to talk about it, because before it was shameful.
Right.
You know, at our hair clinic, we have a private room where we talk to women. So my passion stems all the way back to me as a little girl with that same feeling when my mother cut my hair off like a little boy in second grade.
Mm.
And I knew, just as a young woman, who would have known that I would have done this now, but I knew what it felt like through my elementary school days, through high school, and even in college when I finally got it together, about how hair really is tied to our confidence.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
We want to say, I am not my hair, and no, we are not our hair, but it is a part of who we are, our eyebrows. You know, it's a part of our the Bible calls it our crown and glory. And,
right.
And if you look at it as something that we hold to high esteem, that's simply what it means. So if we lose it, then we do have issues. And so the work that I do is to make sure that my company provides the products, provides the services, and train other beauty professionals to help the countless number of women that come in and want to be healed from their strands.
You know what, Deshawn, I wanted to ask you, what do you think that, what are some of the reasons in your experience in this industry, and even, you know, as you deal with your clients and training other beauticians and cosmetologists, what do you found reasons why women do have hair loss and hair thinning?
Well, Wandalyn, the first real thing that we have found out over the years is, I'm sure you remember back in the day when we used to go into the salon every week to get our hair done. Every week or every 2 weeks, we didn't see this, right?
Right.
Because when you got your hair done, what we call getting your hair shampooed, that it's all about scalp circulation and blood circulation in the scalp, which helps with hair growth. But when we started putting weave in our hair and we started wearing extensions, so this is number one cause, then we're not getting the care of our hair properly like we used to. Sometimes we go a month, sometimes women go 3 months, sometimes even as long as 6 months, depending on how they're wearing their hair. If it's synthetic hair that you can't get wet, you know, all of this. So number one, it's really tied to the hair extensions and the things that we do to our hair, because once we get it in and we pay the money, we are not getting our hair done as often. So we call it bad scalp care.
Okay.
You know, and then number two, it's things like medication. You know, a lot of us are on different medications, especially as we get older and things change with our bodies. But what we want women to understand is just to have that conversation with your doctor to say, hey, this medication may be taking my hair out, you know, so that he can make some adjustments. And then number three is hormonal. You know, we're all getting older. We're going through menopause.
Right.
Some of us now are going through menopause earlier.
Ooh, yes.
In our 20s. And we just don't know what to do.
Right.
Our hair is falling out. And our beautician or hairstylist will say, well, just put a weave on it. And then it's like putting a Band-Aid on it and covering it up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and then lastly, one of the things we look at is our diet. You know, we live in a world now that even if we try to eat right, the food that's coming in the country is not as good.
That's true. Right? That's true.
It's not as good. So we're lacking the nutrition that our body needs to produce a strong strand to withstand the braiding, to withstand the hair coloring, to withstand the twisting, to withstand the, if you're going to put a texturizer in, a relaxer, our strands are not as strong anymore. And so these are some of the top reasons that we're finding that women are having with hair loss. And then, of course, around your edges with the braids and the now we're doing the lace wigs where we're gluing it down and we're putting stocking caps on it, cutting off blood circulation. So all of these things, and it sounds like a lot, are causing us to, you know, lose our hair.
Well, and this is something that it is so good for you to share this, because a lot of women are experiencing hair loss and thinning in different ways, you know, around the edges or in the center and in different parts of their hair. But you have a passion for helping women to really deal with this hair loss and hair thinning. And what kind of got you there?
You know what? What got me there was when I first, of course, I talked about me as a young woman, but once we started moving into the weave revolution and clients start coming into my salon and I started noticing the hair falling out, I was the type of hair care professional who would say, hey, we need to look at this. Hey, you need to go to your doctor. Hey, what's going on? And realizing that some of the things that we were even trying to use in the salon, one of them were simply gimmicks. Things that just take our money.
Oh,
wow. We're going to buy this little cream, or we're going to do this little drop, and nothing was working. So what got me there was seeing the countless number of women who may have been going through issues in their relationship, who may have been going through things hormonally, who were really depressed and down and out because they were losing their hair and their hands like in record numbers, you know? And a weave didn't make them, it satisfied them, but it didn't make them feel whole.
Wow.
It didn't really make them feel whole. So my passion was, hey, what can I do to help provide education? So I started talking with dermatologists, meeting with them, and partnering to get real information to say, this is what I can do to pass this information on to my clients to make sure that we are successful. And we started simply seeing results, Wanderlyn. You know, we use the tagline, growing your hair back is not magic, it's science, and we just want all of our women to we want to put a smile on their face.
Oh, that's good. And that's exactly what you're doing. Stick around. Deshaun Bullard, CEO Deshaun Bullard, licensed cosmetologist, certified hair loss specialist. She has a product line. We're going to talk about that. And also we're going to talk about the things that she's doing in her business. She has been named by the Atlanta Business League for Outstanding Business Woman of the Year. Our sister girl, stick around. More conversations with Deshaun Bullard right here on Sister Talk, On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes. We're News and Talk 1380 WAOK. I looked in the
for the first time and saw that, hey, I am not my head. I am not this skin.
Live well, win well. On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes. It's our Sister Talk series. Talking with one who's in the beauty industry. Deshaun Bullard is sharing with us today. Licensed cosmetologist and a certified hair loss specialist. Talk to us about your products.
Okay, Wanda, let me, and I was sitting here thinking, you know, even listening to that song before I go into the product, you know, one of the things I want the listeners to understand about the beauty industry, I think we don't give a lot of credit to licensed cosmetologists. I have a degree in computer science from Tuskegee University, and I was a software designer for 7 years, and I joke and always say I backdoored the industry. And the reason why I say that is because I was one who was ashamed to come into the industry because of the way that people view licensed cosmetologists.
Really?
And when I hear you say licensed cosmetologist, hair loss specialist, the first thing that came to my mind is the listeners, how are they interpreting that title?
Yeah, okay.
You know, and so sometimes, you know, I always felt like it was important to tell people, well, you know, I have a degree from Tuskegee University.
Right.
And I feel like that I am like the Moses to really kind of stand up for these licensed cosmetologists to say that, you know, when they go to school, it's not beauty school dropout. It's so much that we have to learn, Wandalyn. It's so much.
Exactly.
It's not what people think. So I just wanted to say that before I went into the product, because people always ask me, how did I get into the chemical makeup of the product? And it really came from and stemmed from me graduating from college, working in corporate America, and then coming into the beauty industry, having to return back to school and learning chemistry.
Right, okay.
And then working for a company that was developing products, and it really piqued and intrigued my interest to say, hey, what can I do? So, you know, once I did that and started working for another company, I really started talking with dermatologists and talking with chemists about how can we create a product and what we call raw materials or what ingredients are out there that can really give us the results that we're looking for.
Right.
And especially for African-American women who we don't shampoo our hair every day we because it'll dry our hair out. What can we use? And so what we found out is that immediately that healthy hair and internal strand development started inside. So our very first product that we created in 1998 was a hair vitamin.
Okay.
Because my client, who I had sent to the dermatologist, he had written her a prescription for a hair vitamin that she couldn't buy just over the counter. She had to actually go to the pharmacy to get this particular vitamin.
Wow, okay.
Exactly. And so from there, we started talking with dermatologists to create our own formula, and that was our first formula, our hair vitamin. And then from there, once we moved from internal strand development, making sure that if we're in menopause, that we have, like we call, some DHT blockers and some other stuff like that, then we move into scalp care.
Okay.
So we have a shampoo that actually kills bacteria and fungus at the scalp, because I don't think most people know, Wanderlyn, that if you don't shampoo your hair in a month or in 60 days, which is happening, or 90 days,
yeah,
that there's so much bacteria and fungus on our scalp that we can't see with the visual eye. So that's the reason why my hair clinic, we use a device where we can actually look at it at a magnification to see what's going on. So our shampoo actually goes in and kills bacteria and fungus at the scalp, and then we move in, and it cleanses the hair as well. And
oh,
then
good.
We move into our conditioners that is designed to soften the hair, treat the hair, and give the hair some shine. But Wanderlyn, I'm going to ask you this question since we're talking.
Okay.
When you rinse the conditioner out of your hair, where does all the conditioner go?
It just goes down the sink.
Correct. That's what it does. It goes down the sink because once the conditioner has done its job, which is to soften and give the hair shine, it's gone. And so what dermatologists recommend, or what, you know, hair professionals recommend, is that after every conditioning rinse, that we use a leave-in reconstructor.
Okay.
To keep the hair strong. And so that's where we go in our mist. And then from there, we move into what we call follicle treatments to treat the edges or to treat the crown area. And that is what Nuretress is all about. The name stands for Nourish your tresses.
Look at you, sister girl.
Yes, yes. Providing that education, that's all you need. Education is the key.
Give the name of your product line again.
It's called NuriTress, and that's NuriTress.com. NuriTress.
Wonderful. Now, Deshaun, you went through school education and worked in corporate America. At what point did you realize that it was time for you to make that shift out of corporate America into venturing into your own business?
You know, Wanda, when I was in college, I was interviewing for a job in Texas, and the interviewer asked me the question, you know, what are your short-term professional goals? And I said, well, the short-term professional goals was to be a manager in IT. And he said, well, what is your long-term personal goal? And I said, well, my long-term personal goal is to eventually one day open my own salon. And I didn't get the job.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I didn't get the job. And years later, he told me, once I opened the salon, he said that you would not commit to my company, because if you have that thought.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Process. That means instead of really working on your short-term goals, you are going to be working on your long-term goals. So although I moved to Atlanta eventually, I'm from Chicago, and got a job, it was about, I'm trying to make sure I pose a question, because I always knew I wanted to do it, but I knew that there were steps I had to take.
Yeah, okay.
You know, sometimes we hear God, and then we just jump out. But if God tells you to do something, you know, you always want to ask them what time, when and where.
Right.
You don't want to just jump out. So after working in corporate America after about 7 years, I really started, you know, feeling it around year 5, but I wanted to make sure that I paid off all of my bills. I wanted to make sure that I was making enough money to take care of my household expenses when I left, and that's what I did. I set myself up, and that's what I tell anyone that I mentor. Set yourself up. You know, if I ask you over to my house for dinner, you're going to say when and what time.
Right.
And God sometimes tell us things and we feel an unction and we just want to jump out and go swimming, but I haven't taken swimming lessons.
Okay. That makes sense.
You know?
Yeah. When you look back, do you think that was the best thing that could have happened to you when you did not get the job?
Listen, it was the best thing. You know why? Because that job would have been in Texas. This job moved me to Atlanta, the hair mecca, right, where Bronner Brothers was and all of that. And I was able to really grow and become a teacher at Bronner Brothers for now the past 15, 20 years.
Wow.
Yes, because I was able to hook up with some dynamic hair giants in the industry that were located here in Atlanta.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. There have been many challenges that oftentimes women in business face. What are some of the challenges that you faced in business?
You know, some of the biggest challenges are just changes in the industry.
Okay.
Which happened with me. You know, in every industry we have a change, and most recently in the beauty industry, I can say within the last 10 years was a turn from wearing relaxer to wearing their natural hair, right?
Okay.
And we had products that were designed, of course, originally for relaxed hair. And we had to make a shift. And that was very big. You know, some of the newer companies that started up and started natural was different. But for us, we had to make a change. And so that was a very, very challenging time for us just to make the shift.
Okay. Wow, that is very challenging. More to come. Deshaun Buller talking about just being a woman in business and being in the beauty industry, a hair professional, certified, educated, black sister girl, just making it happen for women. We're going to talk more to her about what it means to really be a woman in business. More to come. Stick around at Zone Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes. It's Sister Talk right here at News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
This is Pastor Sabrina McKenzie, founder of the National Task Force Against Domestic Violence, and you're listening to On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Facts.
Live well, win well. Deshaun Buller, right here. Sister Talk, right here. Wanda Lynn Stokes. Deshaun Buller, I want to ask you, what advice do you give women who tend to find themselves in non-traditional roles?
You know, the advice I would give them is that to walk in their own truth.
Okay.
If you're in a non-traditional role, you have to embrace it, especially if it is something in your soul that drove you to that place.
Okay.
You know, I always tell people if you are a trash person or a trash woman, and you love to do it, then do it.
Right. That makes sense.
We have to walk into it. I remember I used to be a member of Dr. Jonathan Greer Cathedral of Faith, Church of God in Christ back in the day. And I remember his dad came and preached a sermon, and the sermon was Born to Be Great. And what he said struck me, which made me move into my non-traditional role. He said that he has nothing against going to school because you need school. But if you can walk into a room and know how much carpet goes on the floor without measuring, then you'll make more money as a carpenter than you would as an engineer.
Mm.
And so that message struck me to even move out of the shame and embarrassment of how I thought people saw a beauty professional.
Okay.
If I had gone and, you know, I had a degree in computer science.
Yeah.
You know, to walk in the role, and he was so correct. You know, me moving out of corporate America and walking into a role of a non-traditional, as my mother would have seen it. You
right,
know,
right.
Role, going to school, spending all that money at Tuskegee, and then, you know, going to a salon and working and serving clients, God has blessed me richly. You know, just by being obedient. So I would tell anyone, be obedient.
That's good. What do you consider a necessary strength for women to be successful?
Tenacity.
Okay.
You have to have tenacity. You have to have staying power. You know, today, Wanda Lynn, it's good to be a woman in business. When I started in 1998, it wasn't so popular.
Okay.
I couldn't put my face on the website and say that, you know, I owned a product. I had to hide my face because people didn't want to know that a woman owned the product, let alone a black woman back in the earlier days. But, you know, today we are in a time where women are celebrated.
That's right.
And that the country is looking out for women, you know, making sure that we have what we need.
That's right.
To succeed. And so in today's world, it is the perfect time, and I tell every woman to take advantage and glean from it. And we have more opportunities. We have more things at our fingertips. Try creating a hairline in 1998.
Right.
You don't know what labels mean, you know.
Right.
You know, nowadays you can get what we call private label products and slap your name on it. It wasn't like that back then.
That's true. That is so true.
That wasn't readily available, so.
Wow. Todd from Atlanta has a question for you.
Okay.
Todd?
Yep, you hear me all right?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. I actually have four, and I wish you had a whole broadcast. This is a good topic.
Yes, it is.
Your pursuit. So I just drop them on you. Here's the first one. Tell me if a dermatologist told you this, because three different dermatologists that I was not using as doctors, I just happened to know them personally, told me this. The scalp, just like the rest of the human body, is designed to sweat. And a lot of black women are losing their hair because they don't allow their scalp to sweat because of their various hairstyles. They don't want them to sweat out. In addition to that, they find themselves the scalp and sucking up product that shouldn't be in the scalp. Is that something that you've been told as well, Deshaun? Well,
so I like what you're saying. So I would rephrase it. So I love that you're correct. So it goes back to what I said earlier.
Well, that means they're correct. I'm just going
when
on what they're
sweat,
saying.
Then that's dirt, right? So if we go to the gym and we sweat, then what we need to do is our skin, we need to go in and cleanse it, because sweat has, you know, oil, sebum from the skin. You're correct, it builds up. And without proper cleansing of the scalp, eventually it clogs up the follicles, it blocks it, and then it prevents the hair from growing. So you are correct. If you're using products on top of products on top of products, and then we move into what we call the no-poo, you guys have heard it, sulfate-free shampoo only. We don't use any shampoo with sulfates. Well, you really can't live your life like that. You have to add a sulfate to cleanse your scalp at least twice a month. And so that goes back to what you were saying. It gets clogged up because we're not cleansing it, and we're using the wrong type of shampoo because we're just kind of listening to what, you know, bloggers or what's trendy. We have to get back to what's clinical.
Okay. But those aren't my words. Those are the words of a dermatologist.
But you're right. I mean, yeah, I'm sorry, Tara, but I'm saying you're right. I'm just rephrasing.
Yeah, they're right. And the other thing that I also heard from a dermatologist just in casual conversations, that your diet will heavily compromise in a negative way your ability to have a healthy hair if you don't have a proper diet. Do you talk with women about that?
I do, and you are correct, because we are what we eat. Our hair is an extension of our health. And so not just our hair, but our skin, we could see it visibly by what we eat, our nails, and most definitely our hair. You are correct. Whatever we eat goes into our dermal papilla, which is the place where the hair is born. And when it's time to grow out of the scalp, whatever we put in there, that's how the hair is going to come out. So you are correct.
And then this question is from me, one business owner to another, and not including your education at Tuskegee, because that is a private school. This question is about public funding that you could have benefited from if it had been more available for you at the time. If you went to taxpayer funded neighborhood public school from kindergarten through 12th grade, and including all the way up to business loans and business grants as an adult, is there one thing as a businesswoman, if you had had more funding and education from the government, it would have helped you get moving a lot faster?
You know, I think that, Todd, I think that, I don't know. I think that we're taught in our community not to have loans and not to take out bank loans.
But
and
then so, there's grants.
Yeah, grants. But it's now more open. But even in the past, it's just so hard. You know, if you have to find that right grant and that right person, you are correct, if you can get it. I think it's all the red tape to get to a grant. You know, I've been doing this for 22 years. And so when you talk about grants, it's about making sure you find the right grant that fit your particular industry and what you're doing, because we hear about a lot of grants, but we just want to make sure that we partner with the right companies to help us find the right one.
Deshaun, what are some of the key elements in sustaining a healthy business?
You know, number one, Wanderlyn, you must make sure you have your finances in order.
Okay.
You have to have your finances in order. Once you start making money with the profits, we have to make sure that we don't take our profits and go spend them lavishly.
Right,
you know,
okay.
On cars and things like that. Then secondly, make sure that you can project. We have to make sure we project. We have to make sure that we stay on top of our industries. I would say I didn't do that. You know, I didn't see this whole natural trend coming.
Okay,
and
okay.
Even when I heard about it, I was like, it's gonna come and go. But it tricked me, right?
Right.
So in any industry, we must, have to stay on top of it. And then lastly, just make sure that you have all your business affairs in order. Make sure you have the proper insurance to run the business that you're running. Make sure that you have your proper licenses and credentials, because a lot of us hustle, but very few of us are running a real business.
Now, you're absolutely right. What is that one characteristic, before you leave, you believe an entrepreneur should possess?
That one, I keep going back to tenacity, but one, strength.
Strength, okay.
Strength.
That's what keeps you going, huh?
People knock you down, they'll steal your ideas. You got to be strong to get back up again.
Deshaun, how can people follow you, connect with you? How can they do it?
You can follow me personally on Instagram at The Hair Coach INTL, or for my business at Nuritress on all social media platforms. And at my personal website at DeshaunBullard.com.
Say it one more time.
At Nuritress on Instagram, at The Hair Coach INTL on Instagram and Facebook, at If you forget all of that, DeshaunBullard.com.
Thank you, sister girl. This has been an outstanding interview, and I appreciate all that you've shared. You are such an inspiration. You've inspired, you've encouraged, you've helped to build the confidence of many women out there that are listening and saying, wow, I can do it, and I can recover with my hair loss, and I can rebuild and get my confidence and come out of the shame. Thank you so much, Deshaun.
No, thank you for having me.
All right. Blessings to you always, and keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Wow, it's one wonderful sister talk with Deshaun Bullard, the hair coach. Awesome woman that's making a difference, a business owner. She has product, hair products. She is a coach. She is a speaker. Outstanding woman. Hey, thanks for listening. It's been Sister Talk right here on Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes for News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.